This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South African police said Sunday shops were looted overnight, a section of highway was closed, and stick-wielding protesters marched through the streets of Johannesburg as sporadic acts of violence following the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma spread to the country's main economic hub. The unrest had mainly been concentrated in Zuma's home province, where he started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court on Wednesday night. But his incarceration has angered Zuma's supporters, and police say criminals are taking advantage of the anger to steal and cause damage. The South African government says dozens of people have been arrested since the violence began. The Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department says there was looting Saturday night, and a highway was closed off after reports of shots being fired at passing vehicles. British authorities warned against large gatherings ahead of the Euro 2020 football final Sunday, fearful of the highly transmissible Delta coronavirus variant that has fueled outbreaks across the world. London on Sunday will host more than 60,000 fans at Wembley Stadium for the final of the virus-delayed Euro 2020 championship, the biggest crowd at a British football stadium since the start of the pandemic, as England takes on Italy. The known COVID-19 global death toll has topped 4 million, with the fight complicated by the emergence of variants that have accelerated outbreaks, even in countries that had successfully weathered the early phases of the pandemic. South Korea, once held up as a model for COVID-19 response, is set to tighten restrictions Monday in and around the capital, Seoul, after new daily infections at their highest level since the start of the pandemic. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel said on Sunday it will begin offering a booster shot of Pfizer vaccine to adults with weak immune systems, but a government official says it's still weighing whether a third round of shots should be given to the general public. The country's health minister says effective immediately, adults with compromised immune systems who have received two doses of the Pfizer vaccine can get a booster shot, with a decision pending on wider distribution. Israel's swift vaccination rollout began in December, mainly supplied by Pfizer, and the company announced Thursday they will ask U.S. and European regulators within weeks to authorize booster shots. It cites an increased risk of infection after 6 months in seeking permission for a third shot, but did not share the data showing that risk, saying it will soon be made public. U.S. health officials said Friday fully vaccinated Americans do not currently need a booster shot. Chinese state media is reporting heavy rains and flooding have forced thousands of people to evacuate in China's southwestern province of Sichuan, with authorities on Sunday urging citizens across the country to brace for more downpours. Torrential rain in the area since Friday has raised the water level of 14 rivers, swept away boats and bridges, and forced the evacuation of more than 4,600 people, according to state media. It claims no casualties have been reported, but says rain and flooding have affected more than 120,000 people, forced the cancellation of some train services, and caused millions of dollars worth of damage. China's National Meteorological Center on Sunday renewed an alert for rainstorms across the country, forecasting heavy rainfall across wide swaths of north and central China. Beijing's flood control authority is warning of the heaviest rains in 3 years, with alerts through Tuesday morning. And Pope Francis appeared to be in good condition Sunday as he made his first public appearance since undergoing colon surgery a week ago, stepping out on a hospital balcony to lead his weekly prayer before hundreds of people. The 84-year-old pontiff stood on the balcony of his suite on the 10th floor of the Rome Hospital for about 10 minutes, reading from prepared texts but also adding other remarks. Hundreds of people gathered in the open space below, and doctors and patients stood on other balconies to watch. Several children who are patients in the hospital appeared with the Pope on the balcony. It was the first time since his election in 2013 that Francis has not read the Sunday prayer and message from a window overlooking the Vatican St. Peter's Square, except for when he was traveling. Find more at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.